Hey, it's Amy, the Queen Bee NYC, and I'm so happy that you are listening to this podcast right now. Happy New Year. If you are new to the Hive, welcome. If not, hey, welcome back. Happy New Year to you. Really excited about 2016. I know we're 11 days in, and maybe the holidays and the new year, that seems like eons ago. I know it sort of does for me too. I've been on break for a while, and the holidays, just thinking about, wait, Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, when was that? It feels like a lifetime ago, and it really wasn't that long ago. But I am back in a business groove. Ideas are flowing. I'm really, really excited to be back. And I thought that I would love to do monthly challenges with you. That is the thought. And I've got a monthly challenge for January for you. And it has to do with what we're going to talk about, because, you know, that makes sense, which is surrender. Why surrender? Well, probably because it's exactly what I'm feeling right about now. And what better than to teach than what you've just been through or what you are going through. So here's the deal. I know better, right? Don't we all? We know what to do. Sometimes we just don't do better. And you know what? That's okay. We're human. Well, let me tell you, I fell off track last year. Maybe the last couple of months, I was riding this roller coaster up and down, stressing out, totally getting caught up in all of the small stuff and forgetting to look at the big picture, forgetting to calm down, take a deep breath, and realize that everything's okay, and to listen to myself. Nope, I just started thinking I knew better and charging forward with things, figuring things out, analyzing, thinking, overthinking. I was getting so stressed out that I was just aggravated, moody, and emotionally exhausted and drained. And come the end of the year, like right before I was going to Germany, which is where I was over Christmas for the break, I felt myself powering down. You know when your computer's shutting down automatically and all of a sudden you see it's like closing your programs and it's like, and then like you hear that sound and the screen goes black? That's kind of, I could feel it happening, and I felt like I had no control over it. I was just powering down. And I told myself, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm not going to fight this, right? This is what's happening. I'm going to go on break. I'm going to come back and be energized and like fired up for the year. Woo! Well, part of me is energized and fired up for the year, but this other part of me is still shut down. And you know what? It's okay. I'm kind of excited about it, because it's the part of me that really needed to surrender. Because what's that quote by Albert Einstein? The definition of insanity? It's doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I'm so tired. I am done trying to figure certain things out, trying to push things, trying to force things, trying to make things happen. I'm done doing it my way. I'm giving up and I'm surrendering. And that is my challenge to you. Is there something that you want really, really badly? Maybe you've been trying for it. Whatever is going on, it's not happening. You're not getting what you want and you're feeling really, really frustrated. Believe me, I know what it's like to want things and not get them. I definitely do. I completely relate. But what I can say is that you can still be at peace in the midst of that, and you don't have to be frustrated anymore. And the key is surrendering. And what I mean by surrendering is not deciding like, screw it, I'm going on a Netflix and Hulu binge for a year and that's the end of it and you're not going to do anything. It's different. So I like to listen to and read interviews with people who have, you know, quote unquote, made it. So whether they're performers, you know, comedians, I like to listen to podcasts and stuff and read articles, writers, musicians, entrepreneurs, all of that. Well, many of them share the same general experience. And here's what it is: surrender. So they basically recognized at some point that there was a higher power in the mix and decided to stop fighting it and to start working with it. So they started working with that power rather than against it. And that's when things fell into place. That's when what they wanted, and usually a whole lot more than they even imagined started to come into their life. So the key is to get to this point without a lot of struggle, right? But if you're anything like me and you're persistent and you don't give up, that's a great strength, right? In certain areas of life, but in this area to have some peace and calm, not so much. If you don't know when to give up, you can really work yourself up into a frenzy, which is kind of like what I did at the end of 2015. And I got so tired that I had no choice but to surrender, right? I don't have energy anymore. I'm done fighting. I'm done. And I don't want to live like that anymore. So if you're at that point, awesome, join me. If you're not at that point, good. I'm glad you're not stressed out. And I'm glad you're not super exhausted. But let's stay in the flow. So how do we stay in the flow? We surrender. And the mindset of surrendering is not giving up on the things that we do want, but knowing what we want and why we want them, how we want them to make us feel. And instead of not deciding you're not going to go after them, you're basically going to work with that higher power and ask to be led. How do you do that? So you know what you want. That's awesome. And you can have it. You totally can have it. But you just don't know the how. And that's okay. That's the whole point. You know, we can have all these wants and desires, but we don't know how to get there. And that's all right. And a lot of times we think we know, but we wind up exhausting ourselves trying to get there, doing things our own way. So my humble advice that, like I said, I've seen and heard from my friends, family, clients, even myself, the celebrities that I believe would be my friends in these interviews, what's really worked is deciding to work with that force instead of against it, right? I'm sure there are so many Star Wars things that I could, you know, metaphors that I could throw into the mix here, but sadly, I have to tell you that I did not see The Force Awakens. And sadly, my comprehension of all of the other movies is sorely lacking. So I can't make that reference. But the point is, work with the force. The force is with you. The higher power is with you. So how do you do that? How do you do that? It really means slowing down. Slow your roll, okay? I know when we have ideas and we're excited about something, we just want to kind of take off, right? We hear like that proverbial gunfire. We're in position on the track and we just want to run our race really, really quick. Maybe not a race, a sprint, right? To get there. But I urge you to slow down, to calm down, to take a deep breath. And before you do anything, check in with yourself. Check in with that Jiminy Cricket conscience, okay? And find out what you're supposed to do. And this doesn't take long. You don't have to be sitting around for an hour meditating, talking to yourself. No, not at all. Just before you do anything, just say, hey, here's what I want today, but here's what I need help with. Guide me. Lead me. All right, you're on. And just decide to co-create, decide to work together. And you put that out there, I guarantee you, you're going to hear a little message, or hear a little voice. Maybe you'll get a little message that says, you know, oh, check online for something. And then you're, you know, led to the right information that you needed for whatever it is that you were doing. Or right then, you know, later that day, someone calls and they have kind of, they tell you exactly what you needed to hear. So just trust in the process. So again, look ahead, know what goal you want, but know that it's okay not to know how exactly to get there already, and that you're going to take it step by step by being led to taking inspired action. And by inspired action, it's kind of the term for what I was just explaining. Stop, check in with yourself, and be guided internally, be guided. And that is, then you take action based on that. So it's not like you're not doing anything, you are, but you're being inspired rather than forgetting to check in with yourself and just deciding, I know what to do, I'm gonna do this, and just charging forward. So I hope that makes sense. Again, I want you to know that I completely relate to you. I have been through this before and I'm going through it again. And let me tell you, it gets easier and easier every time. It really does. As uncomfortable as it can be to you know, make these changes and to practice these behaviors, once you get on a roll, you will never regret it because life is going to be that much better. You'll feel happier, you'll feel freer, and you'll feel more powerful. I'm telling you, it's great. So this January, your challenge is to surrender. So know what you want. Maybe, you know, cross off maybe 45 of those 50 resolutions. Choose a couple things to focus on and just give up control. Surrender the how. You want this. You want to lose weight, but I'm not quite sure how. I want to start that business. I'm not quite sure how. I want that boyfriend. I'm not quite sure how to get him. So say what you want. Talk to yourself. Be led, take inspired action, surrender, and trust in this process. I really know that it's going to work for you. I have absolutely no doubt, and I can't wait to hear from you. So if you start doing this, will you be in touch? Amy@thequeenbeenyc.com. I really want to hear your success, or I want to hear your struggles so that I can help you with them. So there's that. There's surrender. And I want to just put a plug in for my coaching services. I have a really good time. I mean, it may sound weird to have a good time, but I have a great time working with my clients, helping them figure out who they are and what they want. It's consider me the Jiminy Cricket conscience, right? No, you definitely are going to listen to your Jiminy Cricket conscience, but I will help you tune in. I will help you get clear. I will help build your confidence and give you the courage to make the changes that you want that are going to get you what you want, which ultimately is to be the happiest person ever, right? Right. So check me out, thequeenbeenyc.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Until then, be buzzin'.